This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi, my name's Chris Scott and I'm here with Julia Sanchez. How are you, Julia?
Fine, thank you.
Excellent. You're from the winery Hacienda El Danero.
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. And that's based in Rioja.
Yes.
And Rioja, very famous wine region.
Yes. It's the most famous origin in Spain. Everybody knows Rioja for the brand. It's like a brand.
It almost is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
We did a survey, or I read a, not sorry. There was a survey a while ago about the best known wine region in the UK, and it was Rioja.
Yeah.
And I run a quiz, and one of the questions I ask is, what's the most best known wine region in the, and a lot of people jump to Bordeaux because they think it's a wine tasting, that's the question. But Rioja has got very good brand awareness.
For us, for the Spanish wineries and Rioja wineries, the most important market is United Kingdom and the second one is Germany.
Germany. Okay, the Germans, because Germans are a little bit tight with their wines. They don't spend much on
but
wine.
But they are not producers, and for this reason, they are consumer other wines from other origins. And Rioja is a very well-known brand, the same that in United Kingdom.
Rioja is divided up into different regions.
Yeah.
There's three main regions, isn't there?
No, it's more than three. It's Rioja Alta, Rioja Baja, Rioja Alavesa, and not too much wineries from Navarra, very close to Rioja, are considering Rioja. Navarra is one place that the name is Azofra. It's a very small village that is very, very close to Rioja, only 5 kilometers far away, that the wineries is in Navarra, but the Consejo Regulador is considering Rioja. Not too much wineries, but more or less 5 or 7 wineries with this situation. And the other one with this situation is Hacienda El Ternero, because it's the only winery located in Castilla y León with denomination Rioja. This is for the history that we have in the winery.
We'll talk about that in a minute. So just to recap, your winery isn't in the Rioja. It is in the Rioja region, but because I've seen the map, but there's a little enclave that's part of Castilla y León.
Yes.
And that enclave, even though it's surrounded by Rioja, isn't actually part of the Rioja region.
The Consejo Regulador is considering that we are Rioja because all the vineyards around to the winery is Rioja, all the village around to the winery is Rioja, but for the history that we have, it's a unique enclave in Castilla y León, located in Rioja.
All right, so that's a little bit strange. It's
Yes, time ago in Hacienda El Ternero, in Viñedos El Ternero, 155 persons was living there. Now it's only one winery, but was one monastery, hospital, headquarters, and we have different historical buildings to the centuries 17, 18, 19, and 155 persons was living there in the area.
So how did that come about? Why was your region part of Castilla y León? Because you'd think it would be part of Rioja.
Because the origin to the winery date in the 11th century, the winery was one monastery, and give the baby cow to give the leather for the books, for the cover of the books. To Santa María la Herrera is located in Castilla y León.
Okay.
For this history that we have, we are Castilla y León, but only for the history.
Okay, so just to recap, so I make sure I understand this. The region that you're in supplied leather for books at the monastery, and because that trade was so important to the region, they got to be called Castilla y León.
Yeah.
And that's why you're part of Castilla y León, because you needed that for the trade in the past, in the 11th century.
Yeah.
Okay, now that sort of makes sense. It's a little bit quirky though, isn't it? It's a little bit strange.
Yeah, we are the only winery with this situation. For this reason, the Consejo Regulador are considering that we are Rioja, because we are the only with this strange or peculiar situation. Yeah.
Your wines have that branding, because when I've tasted your wines earlier, they've got cows all over the labels.
We have the calf, okay, the baby cow in the labels for the history that we have, and because we are located in Ternero, the name of the area is Ternero, the name of the winery is Viñedos El Ternero, and the winery Hacienda El Ternero. For this reason, we try to move all the history that we have to the labels.
And Del Nero means?
Baby cow, calf.
Baby calf, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. But, okay, so you're in Rioja. You're almost got your... Are you a special region within Rioja? Would you? So you're surrounded by Rioja Alto.
Yeah. We can consider that we are located in Rioja Alta.
Okay. So you would class yourself as Rioja Alto for everything.
Yeah.
So let's just focus on those three main areas, Alto, Alvisa, and Baja.
Yeah.
And what's the difference between the three areas?
The weather is very, very important. And in Rioja Alta, the harvest is later than in Rioja Baja. In Rioja Alta, we have the influence to the Atlantic influence. In Rioja Baja, they have the influence to the Mediterranean. The Atlantic is more cold and the Mediterranean is more warm. For this reason, in Rioja Baja, they are starting the harvest at the beginning of September, more or less, and in Rioja Alta, at the end of September. No?
Yeah.
The maturation is late in Rioja Alta than in Rioja Baja. Everybody knows the wineries from Rioja Alta like high quality, and time ago Rioja Baja was more for quantity than for quality.
Yeah.
Now the things are changing. Yeah. Everybody is trying to get and produce excellent wines.
Rioja often has interregional blends, though, isn't it? A lot of Rioja takes some grapes from Alta, Alvisa, Baja, and creates a Rioja. Whereas your wines are exclusively from Rioja Alto, is that right?
Yes, because the enclave that I'm explaining you is 250 hectares, okay? 60 hectares with vineyards with the average 35 years, because in 2015 and 16 we plant 60 hectares more, but we don't use to speak about these hectares because it's new and we have no production, but the other 60 hectares is with the average 35 years, very low production, but very high quality. And all the grapes that we are producing our wines is in the same area and in the same enclave.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
We are not buying grapes. We are selling grapes to other wineries because we have a very small production. We are growing up, but very, very slowly.
Yeah, okay. Now, Rioja Alta, you said that the influence, you've got the Cantabrian Mountains, you've got the Atlantic.
Yeah, Covarenes Mountains are covering the winery, and the weather is very, very important, no? The influence that we have to the Atlantic.
When I teach students, and one of the things I teach them is the four A's. Atlantic, altitude equals Alvisa and Alta.
Yeah, we are in the highest part of Rioja, no? The altitude is 650 meters, and you can see in the terroir and in the grape these other properties for this altitude. The acidity is higher and the quality of the grapes.
Yeah, Atlantic is an influence. Do you get the rain coming in through the Cantabrian Mountains or?
Yes, the Ovarenes Mountains or Cantabria Mountains are covering the winery. And when you are tasting the wine, you can feel, no, these characteristics.
The freshness coming in.
Yes.
Okay, and because of the altitude and the Cantabrian Mountains, it's cooler.
Yeah.
But that means you can't grow the same grapes as they might grow in, say, Rioja Baja.
No. It's the same, for example, that we are producing mainly Tempranillo. Yep. Okay?
And I noticed you've also, in your wines, you've got a little bit of Manzuelo.
But we have Manzuelo too, no? And Garnacha. But for example, Garnacha, the evolution to Garnacha in Rioja Baja is better than the evolution to Garnacha in Rioja Alta. But the Tempranillo is different too. More volume in the mouth, no? And in the color, you can feel that it's strong and the acidity highest. Depend of the weather, depend of the terroir, you can see that the grapes and the properties are different.
Yeah.
No? And it's not the same, the Tempranillo that you can find in Rioja Baja and in Rioja Alta. And in Rioja Alta, the maturation is very, very late, at the end of September, no?
Mm-hmm.
And you can find more acidity.
Yeah.
More body balance.
Yeah, the wines are fresher and probably a little bit more, because it's a longer ripening, you got more flavor build up, have you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And Garnacha, for example, is better the Garnacha that you can find in Rioja Baja.
Do you think so?
Yes.
I didn't think so. I always think of Rioja Baja as big Garnacha and Graciano is the other grape variety that's in.
I love Graciano.
Oh, I know. It's fabulous.
I have not Graciano, but I love Graciano because it's very floral, white flowers, it's very fresh. I love, no? But you have to make a very short aging. No, you can give long time in barrel because you cannot feel these properties, no, these flowers.
Oh, okay. They're low. Yeah, they'll oxidize out.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't grow Graciano.
We have Mazuelo. And Tempranillo, Mazuelo, Viura.
Viura for the whites.
Yeah. And the last plantations, we have Verdejo, a little bit white Tempranillo, more grape varieties in the new plantations.
Oh, okay. So what grape variety?
White Tempranillo. It's a new grape
white
variety.
White Tempranillo.
Yes. It's not new because the history tells us it's a long time that the bean growers produced white Tempranillo, but was one grape variety that we lost, and now we are recovering again.
Okay, and it's Tempranillo, it's just mutated to a white version.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
And so, have you got any here? Can I taste
not
it?
Not yet.
No.
Not yet. We have the plants, and in a few years, we will have grapes, and we are producing for sure, or we don't know.
Okay.
You know, the future is very short, but very long.
Yeah, yeah. Did you, when you planted the new vineyard, did you plant any Graciano?
No.
You don't think, not ripened enough?
Our terroir is not the kind of terroir for this kind of grape. Because this is very important, no? If you are planting tomatoes, you cannot plant grapes. You have to study well the terroir, you can study well the weather and everything. In our case, the Graciano, for the altitude that we have, is not the kind of grape that is growing up well.
Yeah.
And for this reason, we are not planting.
Yeah, okay. Because I always think of Rioja Baja is Grenache,
yeah,
and Granacha and Graciano,
yeah,
and increasingly Graciano as well, because as you said, Rioja Baja used to be more bulky. Granacha can produce a big lot of volume,
yeah,
whereas Graciano is a more quality, lower yielding grape variety, so it wasn't as popular and now increasing in popularity, I think.
And the Graciano is giving a really nice color, no? And about all the flowers,
yeah,
the white flowers, the violets. It's really nice grape. I love this kind of grape.
Okay. You said earlier that you make some cheese up there as well.
Mm-hmm.
What cheese do you recommend with Rioja?
Wow, soft cheese. For us, but have to be very soft cheese.
So Manzuela, I think most people think of Manzuela. The other name, what's the common name for Manzuela?
Carignan.
Carignan, yeah, Carignan. And Carignan is known for color, tannins, and
acidity, color is giving more powerful color to the wines. And the main thing is that it's giving long life to the wines. For reservas and gran reservas, to use Mazuelo to give long life.
Yeah. And your wines, when I tasted them, I didn't notice the freshness coming through in the wines. They were, they weren't heavy. They were very nice, actually. I thought that, and they had nice length as well. You know, the wines were very good Riojas. I liked them. Especially for a Tempranillo-dominated wine. I don't think of Rioja, once you've bought a Rioja, you know, a Crianza, Reserva, Grand Reserva, I don't think about aging them any further, because you sort of think, oh, they've done their dash.
In our case, we are using only French barrel, because we want to preserve the flavors and the fruitful that the grape have. And for this reason, in our case, we are using only French. It depends on the reference, new French barrel, or second and third use, no more than this time. And because we want to preserve and we are looking for very fresh wines.
Do you think your wine, does your wines age afterwards? You know, if you think about something like a Crianza, where you've still got reasonable tannins and obviously acidity there, and they're like the big building blocks of aging.
Yeah. In our case, for example, the Crianza that we are producing is only 12 months in French barrel, second and third use, because we are looking for a youth wine, no, very, very fresh and fruitful. And when you are testing our wines, you can feel the fruit, red fruit, the main characteristic to the Tempranillo.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah, yeah.
It's very honest wines. The same that you are smelling is the same that you are tasting. No?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is, for us, is very, very important, no? The American barrel is good, and in Rioja we are using, the other wineries are using the 80% to the production is American wines and the aging. But in our case, we are looking for other kind of wines, and we have a very small production, and we are carrying the quality from the vineyards. to the consumers, no?
Yeah.
And the French barrels are more elegant.
Yeah, well, you say that. Not every American would say that. Not any American. Okay then, Julia. I think we're going to wrap it up there.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.